Michael Morales Torres en directo para Lucha Libre Online y El Calce, junto a mí, anteriormente campeón mundial, peso completo de Impact Wrestling y una de las piezas principales de Impact, Steve Maclin, llega acá nuevamente a Lucha Libre Online. Un compromiso sumamente importante y es que este 21 de octubre, sí, mano, ya eso es aquí, el sábado, este sábado, Impact va a estar presentando Bound for Glory Sold Out Crowd desde el Cicero Stadium en Chicago, Illinois. Y al otro día, el 22, tienen también el Fallback ahí directamente en Chicago, una lucha de lucha libre. Vamos a estar hablando de eso, Steve. It's an honor to have you here at Lucha Libre Online again, brother. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, good, brother. Thank you for asking. Everything good in Puerto Rico, surprisingly, in terms of weather, nothing weird has happened. Steve, as I was telling in Spanish, the first question, Impact has been on a roll. Now another sold-out crowd event for Impact Wrestling this Saturday, Bound for Glory, October 21st, live on Fight TV, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's start by that. Sold-out crowd, another sold-out for Impact Wrestling. You're one of their main stars. How does it feel to, you know, the hard work all of you are putting is being recognized by the fans that are purchasing those tickets, that are purchasing those pay-per-views? Impact's popularity is drastically rising. How does it feel, brother?
It feels great. And you just said it. It's just the popularity is rising again in Impact Wrestling. And ever since I've been with the company now, almost 3 years, it's just getting better and better from pay-per-view to pay-per-view. And especially with this card at Bound for Glory, it's stacked from top to bottom. And then especially with me and the Monsters Bowl match with PCO, Moose, and Rhino, it's something I'm very much looking forward to. And I think it's going to be one of those memorable nights in Cicero, in Chicago, that I think people are going to be talking about.
Which leads me to my next point, Monsters Bowl match. We know how that match works. But we've also seen a bloody Steve Maclin, a lot of pictures with that world champion before. But you have three opponents that are not easy. You have former world champion as well, Moose. You have a former world champion as well, and Rhino, and PCO world champion again in other companies, in other promotions. These are three international stars that are you're facing. Two of them have a huge advantage in terms of experience, in terms of the industry. You're not a rookie, you're a veteran, but you're facing a guy that's been in ECW and a guy that wrestling Puerto Rico as Jean-Pierre Lafitte, now PCO the Monster, and as well former NFL star in Moose. You have your hands full for this match. What's the game plan, Maclin?
The game plan is I've beaten all of them before, singles competitors. And you said it, all former world champions, all renowned superstars. And here we are in a Monsters Bowl match, and I have to look across the ring for all three of them at the same time. So, yes, the cards are kind of stacked against me in this situation because I have beef with all of them. Moose has the briefcase that I feel that was mine for the Impact World title at Feast or Fired. That Rhino cost me, and then Rhino's obviously coming back for payback of what I did to him when I knocked him out a few months back. And then PCO, well, that's just a history between PCO and I that is going to keep continuing, obviously, because he can't die, and he just doesn't seem to go away or stay down. So it's something I'm looking forward to just because it's in my wheelhouse of being in a match like this. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, that I'm ruthlessly adaptable. And the night before, I know all four of us are going to be locked in a room, deprived of water, sleep, light, and everything. And I think that's kind of up in my wheelhouse again as well. Just being from the United States Marine background, I'm pretty much used to those kind of situations of being malnourished and neglected. So it's one of those things I'm looking forward to.
Steve, interesting background, and you just mentioned it, Feast or Fired. Impact 1000, Impact just celebrated their 1000 episode just a few weeks ago. Match had a lot of talent, you know, Chris Bay, Crazy Steve, even Yuya was there as well. Heath, Brian Myers, among many, many, many others like Block Turuza were basically trying to get that opportunity of, you know, challenging for any champion or get their asses fired because that was actually what was going to happen. You didn't came, as you mentioned, to the reasons with the success you expected. How was participating in a match that has so many shenanigans in terms of everything is happening everywhere at the same time, and there's not a single way that you can mentally prepare yourself for a match such with such a competitive level? How was it to participate in Feast or Fire?
It was great because it's one of those matches that's an opportunity. You get an opportunity at a world title, tag title, or any title of your choosing, or the possibility of getting fired. That's the Russian roulette of it too. That's the one bullet you don't want to take. But it's also taking that opportunity and getting the most of it. Obviously, I didn't know which briefcase I had until it was revealed when Rhino did step in and gore me and knock it out of my hands. That just so happened to fall into Moose's hands. But it was just one of those matches that was an opportunity I was trying to take advantage of. And obviously, I let it slip through my hands figuratively.
Steve, Impact 1000 gave us a lot of great moments, 2 weeks back to back. And again, to the fans out there, I'm going to say in Spanish, todos los jueves, every single Thursday, 8 de la noche, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Access TV, o el canal de YouTube directamente de Impact Wrestling en Impact Insiders. La programación semanal está excelente, no se la pueden perder. Y Impact 1000 fue parte de eso. Impact 1000 was part of the weekly programming. It gave us many moments, among them, the return of Team 3D. Bully Ray, a person that you know very, 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 very well. You've teamed with him in the past. How was it to work with such a brilliant mind in terms of the wrestling industry like Bully Ray?
Bully's a Hall of Famer. Obviously, seeing Team 3D for the nostalgia, it's great to see that for them. But it's also now you're seeing that nostalgia kind of get to Bully's head a little bit. And if you haven't noticed the past few weeks on Impact Television, I've called Bully soft. And I told him to his face, I'm not somebody that's going to go behind your back and say something that I don't mean. I'm going to tell you straight to your face. And even this past week, he came and asked me, did you say this? I said, yes. Did you say it out there in front of the crowd that I was soft? I said, yes. I'm not going to lie to you. So he's okay with it. We'll see how it goes. But hopefully I got into his head to friggin' open it up, because when he asked for my help with PCO, I gave it to him. When I asked for his help with Rhino, he wanted to talk to him. We don't talk. If I know Bully, he doesn't talk about it. He goes out and his actions speak louder for it than his actual words do. Yes, he can talk. He can sell anything he wants out there. But at the same time, we all know what Bully is and who he is. And that's the Bully Ray that I want. So hopefully I'm getting to him on that.
Which leads me to my next point. And I quote, not shocked about Macklin. I always thought he was a big soft, definitely the weak link of the team. Found the right partner No brainer. Should have went with him from the start.
That was right before Slammiversary, and I just tweeted that this previous week too. I don't forget. So just like him, I can play those games too. So we don't forget that ammunition that's thrown out there. You want to put a round down range like that? Fine. I'm not going to forget about it.
Interesting words. Let me say something in Spanish as well. Impact Wrestling regresa al Reino Unido, to the UK. ¿Cuándo 26? ¿En dónde? En Glasgow. O2 Academy, el 27 de octubre, Newcastle en el Walker Dome, Coventry, regresan al HMV Empire el 28 y el 29 de octubre, múltiples estrellas, entre ellas Steve Macklin va a estar allí presente. Boletos a la venta en ticketmaster.co.uk o ticketmaster.co.uk. El tour de UK de Impact Wrestling va a traer de lo mejor. Hay varios eventos de ellos que están soldados ya, así que tienen que meterse ahí y chequear qué hay disponible, vamos a decirlo de esta manera, en el área de boletos. Pero Impact se están vendiendo los boletos así. Si no lo has hecho, agarre el tuyo. Y lo mismo para este domingo en el Lucha Libre Night que ellos van a tener allí. Así que van a estar de manera internacional. Leads me to my next point, Steve. Impact is, again, you just came from Australia. You are going to the UK. You're going to Canada. Impact is also going to Mexico as well in November in a partnership deal with AAA. Impact is, again, international. The pandemic kind of slowed everything down. How does it feel to know that Impact is aiming the international audience as they did before? Again, Australia, UK, Canada, Mexico, US, basically everywhere. And do you think there's any chance that we may see Impact Wrestling either in Puerto Rico or in Chile?
You can never say never in this business, but it's awesome to see, just because it's just showing that Impact's growing and then if people want to watch Impact Wrestling. And for the talent that is going overseas to the UK and then going down to Mexico, I hope they go out there and kill it. Unfortunately, I'm not part of the tour, but that's an answer that's above my pay grade. But I know that the roster is going to go out there, kill it, so that when we do come back, it's going to be bigger and better. And that's all we ever can do is just keep making this brand, this company, so much better than it already is, and aim for the future in the new year.
Steve, let's get a little personal now. You are a hell of an athlete with a great mind. And we saw the idea you have for the Weed Whacker a few days ago. And yeah. If you have the chance, you will patentize this and make millions out of it for sure. Because we hate doing that, all of us. You're a guy that can do everything at home married to also Impact Knockout star Dion Apurazo. How's the regular life of Steve Maclin? What does Steve Maclin does in a regular day that doesn't involve wrestling? Does he watch football? Does he get beer? Does he get, you know, he likes steak? Like, what does Steve Maclin like?
Wrestling is my life, but it's good to also shut it off at times too, just because we're in a household of just pro wrestlers. My wife and I, my wife is one of the best out there, if not one of the best female competitors out there, if not the best technical wrestler out there as well. Just keep throwing those nods out to her for that because she deserves it and she's earned it. But for here at home, I try to just enjoy life. I'm pursuing my degree in psychology as well, finishing up this week in my last this semester. So it's coming down to my final papers and projects, which has been fun to do. Obviously, yard work and just keeping up with the house. And that's kind of what I enjoy in my time off when I am home. It's just being home with the dogs. One of them's Honey's right here, right next to me. And then the other two are barking around here. But yeah, we barbecue, grill. I love my beer. I love my whiskey, just like any other man. I have my vices that way. But especially with football season going as well, with American football, with the NFL, I love my Giants. Obviously, they're not playing very well. Kind of got hosed on a call the other night on Monday night, or on Sunday night, I'm sorry, that should have been a holding call and probably could have cost us the game. But no, what are you going to do? Not this year, for the Giants.
Man, I need to ask this. Outdoors, like vacation on a beach, we know Deona likes that for sure, or you love mountains, like what does Steve prefer?
I don't know. We were in Jamaica for a honeymoon last year, and I fell in love with Jamaica. It was just the most peaceful, I guess, because obviously we're there on a honeymoon, so it made it even much like a bigger moment. But it was just relaxing. We kept our phones away. We shut off from the world. We're actually going down to Cancun this year, which I'm excited for our anniversary. So I'm pretty pumped to go to Cancun and check that out because I've never been. So it's going to be fun for an all-inclusive too. But I'm pretty much an outdoors person. I love to be outside. If I could be outside all day, I would. It's actually really nice here in Florida right now. It's in the low 70s, which has been beautiful to have the windows open and the breeze just kind of coming in. But I love going anywhere. Mountains, snow. I could deal with the snow maybe for a few days. And then once I'm cold, I want to be away from it. But I do miss the fall season the most in New Jersey where I grew up because of football season. It just falls like that time of year. It's just, I think it's perfect weather.
Lionel Messi just arrived to the MLS at the United States. And this is kind of off topic, but I wanted to discuss it as well if it's possible. He's a huge star. Fabrizio Romano just announced the highest highly probable that he's the one winning the Ballon d'Or. It's at the MLS. It's in Florida. It's in Miami. You live there. Do you watch football or soccer? It's not your thing. You prefer, obviously, American football. It's great. Yeah. It's your thing.
Yeah, I never was really into soccer. Like when the World Cup's on, that's kind of when everybody kind of gets into it anyway. I just think there's more at stake with the World Cup just because it's just a big event. And it's not every day. It's every 4 years, which is nice to see. And it just makes it more special. But yeah, I've never been kind of into soccer. I respect the hell out of the guys that do play soccer and the women as well, just because I can't run that long. I can't run around the field that much for that long time of a period. They're hell of an athlete, but it's never been really my sport. Football, baseball were always my sports growing up, and then amateur wrestling as well.
Steve, the level of competition in the Impact roster is drastically growing as well. Everyone wants to be an Impact wrestler. The popularity rises, the talent wants to come in, and we've seen a lot of names getting inside and go off at the same time. We saw the returns of Awesome Kong, among many other people. Is there any particular name that you're interested in facing in the current roster that you haven't faced before?
On our current roster? No, I think I've had beef with pretty much everybody so far. I would love my rematch with Josh Alexander. I think that's going to happen down the road. And I would also like my rematch if Alex Shelley retains the title. I know with him possibly, depending on who comes out of that, you have either Josh Alexander versus Will Ospreay for the title at the Fallout in Chicago, or you have Alex Shelley versus John Gresham for the title on the Fallout. So another one of those names that's coming out internationally is Will Ospreay. So if that would be a matchup, I would love to, because he's somebody that's gone out there and made a name for himself over the years in Japan. And now he's just world renowned where everybody wants to see Will Ospreay. So that's another one of those matches where I'd like to put my name to the test against him.
Man, that will be a mind-blowing match for sure. Two very different styles that can create magic in the ring. And we're going to see him on Bound for Glory and as well on the UK tour. So Let's hope and cross our fingers to see this match in the future. Steve, before we go, I just wanted to thank you and Ross, Foreman as well, Impact Wrestling and the whole team for this opportunity. Again, to the fans in Spanish, este 21 de octubre y 22 de octubre, tanto Bound for Glory el 21 a las 8 de la noche por Fight TV y el Fallout directamente allí en el Cicero Stadium en Chicago, Illinois, el 22 de octubre. Mano, hay mucho latino allí, hay mucho mexicano, hay mucho boricua en el área, así que vengan para acá, dense la vuelta, Cicero Stadium es un venue histórico para todos los latinos y latinas. Impact va a estar allí, un roster increíble, Steve Maclin en acción entre muchísimas otras superestrellas, no se lo pueden perder, y de igual manera el UK Tour, ya mencionamos la fecha, más información acá abajo haciendo clic, ticketmaster.co.uk. Steve, I just want to thank you very much for your time, man, wishing you success in this new chapter of your career. Before we go, what's next for Steve Maclin? You win the balls, the Monsters Ball match. You mentioned George Alexander. You mentioned Alex Shelley. Does that mean that Steve Maclin's eyes are still fixated or towards that Impact World Championship?
If you're in this business and you're not after the world title, I don't know what you're doing. So yes, after I become victorious at Monsters Ball at Bound for Glory in Chicago live on Fight this Saturday, my eyes are fixated on that world title. So I'll be watching closely.
Let's make sure to watch that one. Steve Maclin and Michael Morales Torres. Para Lucha Libre Online y el calcio, porque en español nadie lo hace mejor.